One of the more popular shows, if not the most popular show on television, is CSI. And then, of course, there's CSI Los Angeles. But then there is CSI Bethlehem, which is coming to the Tibbetts Opera House on Friday night, and then also at Kellogg Auditorium in Battle Creek on Saturday afternoon. It features Sister and Sister's Christmas Catechism. And Sister joins us on the line. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Ouch!
Keep praying. That's my clicker.
Oh.
Good morning. That'll wake you up. Okay. Hello, listeners.
Yes, there you go. I thought maybe you were trying to whack on my knuckles or something.
No, that's against the law these days, Kenneth. Is it Kenneth Joseph?
No, Alan.
Kenneth Alan Joseph? Do you have a confirmation name?
Patrick.
Patrick. Oh, extra credit.
Yeah.
Extra credit for that one. You know, our Lord is Irish.
He is.
Yeah. Jesus is part Irish on his father's side. There's been a lot of research done on this, you know.
Okay.
And think about it. He was 30 years old, still living at home.
Good point.
And went out drinking every night with his 12 buddies.
Good point.
And his mother thought he walked on water.
Good point. Makes it, that time imagine being Irish as a matter of fact.
Oh, a bit of the old sod in you now.
A little bit there. All
so
right.
This is Sister's Christmas Catechism. Sister's not quite as tough in this one because it's Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Sister's a little more lenient. Normally the discipline is very strict. Sister is strict but kind and fair. It's kind of a fine line that I walk.
Uh-huh.
So if you come to the Tibbetts Auditorium and you walk in late, you will be called out in front of the rest of the class.
Uh-oh.
You're back in third grade, so don't be tardy. That's very important.
But you're doing some investigation in this show.
Yes, this is the Christmas mystery. Think about this mystery now. I'll set it up for you, but I don't want to give anything away. Think about the three kings, all right, the three magi coming to visit the baby Jesus. This is all about the birthday of Jesus. So we're having a birthday party for Jesus, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But what nobody ever talks about, Kenneth Alan Patrick, is that we don't know what happened to the Magi's gold. You never hear about what happened to the Magi's gold. So, see, I slip into Magi. The proper pronunciation is really the long vowel sound, Magi.
Okay.
In Chicago, where I'm from, we say Magi.
Okay.
But they could have gotten a room at the inn. They could have upgraded to a suite. Nobody ever thinks about that. So we're going to use modern forensic techniques because they're so popular on shows like Forensic Files, and it's kind of like a modern-day reality CSI.
Okay.
And we're going to figure out, using those modern forensic techniques, what happened to the Magi's gold. So this is a class. I call it a class. It's recess instead of intermission. We have hall monitors instead of ushers. You're supposed to flash back. I have no name. You fill in the name of who I make you remember from your back in your heyday, and it's a really great experience, especially for the over 50 crowd, because they remember Sister.
Yeah, and they might have some bad flashbacks too. So.
Well, yeah, but there are some doozy stories. You can't write this stuff.
There you go. Now, what about the frankincense and myrrh, though?
Well, they were in a barn. Think about it. So Mary burned that incense.
You know,
it was a little unpleasant in there. So and the myrrh was kind of like a potpourri.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
but the first half of class, we have a choir. I don't know who the local choir will be, but we have the local choir. Everybody sings, gets into the mood. It'll put you in the spirit of Christmas. Lots of laughs. Sister tells a few jokes. I allow flash photography because it's Christmas. In case you need a new profile pic for your Facebook page,
you
have a picture taken with Sister. Then the most exciting part, Kenneth, is when in Act 2, and after recess, in the second half of class, we pick 10 people to come up on the stage and dress up in these hilarious costumes and be part of the living nativity. So you actually get to be in the play. You get to be in the pageant, the Christmas pageant, and wear a funny costume. And you don't have to talk. I mean, sometimes people do. It depends on how many cocktails they had at dinner beforehand, you know. So you kind of go with the flow.
The talking animals in the stable, yeah, that's it.
Right. The party animals come to the party, Jesus' birthday party. So the party animals are there, and if your cell phone goes off in the first half of class, you will become the donkey in the second half of class.
All right. Sister's Christmas Catechism is all part of the Miller on the Road series that's in Coldwater and Battle Creek. Sister going to be at the Tibbetts, 8 o'clock on Friday night, and then Saturday afternoon at 3:30 at Kellogg Auditorium in Battle Creek.
So. That is correct. So this is a good Christmas present for Mom or Grandma or the bingo ladies. We want to fill those seats. This is your homework assignment.
Okay.
All right, don't forget to put JMJ at the top of the page.
Put what at the top of the page?
Oh, you didn't go to Catholic school.
I didn't.
JMJ, or some put AMDG. So I want you to look that up. Go home and pray to St. Google now.
Okay.
All right, JMJ, what does that stand for? Because that one at the top of every single page of every homework assignment in the center.
Okay.
All right, Kenneth?
Saint Google is the smartest man I know, so.
Yeah, it's like having a library in your pocket, isn't it?
There you go. All right. Sister, we're looking forward to a fun time, and I'll keep my knuckles firmly behind my back so you can't rap on them.
All right, and take a look at the, there's also, I think, an article coming out, if anybody wants to see Sister's picture. I think there's an article coming out in the Battle Creek Enquirer. That's with an E. It's a fancy way of spelling it. That should be coming out today by Annie Kelly, another good Irish girl.
All right, as a matter of fact. Sister, thanks, and we will see you on the road at the Tibbetts tomorrow night.
Thank you, dear. Behave yourself. Oh, and can I give the phone number, dear?
You may.
Would that be a, thank you. Oh, May, very good. You did go to Catholic school somewhere in there for CCD.
Yep.
That's area code 269-387-2300. That's the number to call in Coldwater for tickets.
For Miller Auditorium. Great. Thanks, Sister. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank
Merry
you,
Christmas.
Dear. Behave yourself.
All right, I will.
Bye now.
Sister's Christmas Catechism. Coming to the Tibbetts, the mystery of the Magi's gold on Friday night.